land. There were certainly things that they did not damage, and those things that they did not damage, Klal Yisrael had great benefit from. So out of Hakaras HaToiv, we continue to call it the land of Canaan, to be Makir Toiv to them, that they were living off their efforts, their labor. So here, when you're going to come to the land, you're going to go see, you're going to see a lot of things, but the Pasuk here tells you, Lo Silma Dun Alun Lasois, Kisayavais HaGoyim Ohim. Let us see Rashi, Pasuk Tes, Lo Silma Lasois, Avalato Ato Lomeid, Lohovin Lohoiris, Kalema Lohovin Maasehim, Kam Ohim Mikul Kolim. You're allowed to learn, and to Lohovin Lohoiris, and to teach, meaning to understand their evil ways, how corrupt they are. Ulohoiris Libonecho Lo Sase Kach Vekach. Don't do this and this. It's a very shocking Rashi. Rashi over here saying is, the parents are allowed to study exactly what the Goyim did, to fully comprehend their behavior, in order that you can then teach your children not to do this. I remember someone told me a story that Rav Hutner. We saw the Rav Hutner. That a person, the Rav Hutner, saw, I don't know, a child reading a newspaper, and the father was there. So the father said to Rav Hutner, Rav Hutner was very surprised, how do you let your kid read this newspaper? There can be pritzos, there can be, who knows what can be there. So the father said to Rav Hutner, it's okay, I already checked it out. I read it. Before I gave it to my son, I scanned everything, and there's nothing bad. So Rav Hutner said to him, and what about you? who gave you permission even to look at it in order to scan it for your children? You tell me, oh, your children could read it because you went and you went through all the pages and there's nothing that's inappropriate. Who gave you? What about you? By you looking at all of, going through all the pages, and if you'll discover something inappropriate, so you're looking at things that are not appropriate, who purified it for you? It's like the people who have the filter companies. The people, you know, they have the filter companies. What are they looking at the whole day? The people, like, you know, you have a filter on your computer, and then you have a website, and it's blocked. So you press a button asking the company to unblock this website because this it's been blocked for no good reason. So the people there at the control center, they're looking the whole day. They're the ones who are running the filtering, and they're looking at things that they should not be looking at themselves. Over here, it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Mamash the opposite. Rashi over here says is that the parents are allowed to learn and understand in order to teach their children what they should not do. Lahavi l'horos, avu'ato l'omeid, lahavi l'horos, kolema lahavi l'aseim, to understand their evil deeds, kamehim mikukolim, l'horos l'vonecho, lo'i sasekach v'kach, shezeh v'choik ha'v'oide k'chavim. What does the Targum say in this Pasuk? A Pasuk that says, arei, at, olel l'ara d'Hashem elokach, when you will enter the land of Hashem Yirat, that your hev lacha that's given to you, lo telaf lemevad, you shall not learn to do ki so avos amemaya ho'inun, like the abominations of these nations. And the chiddush over here is there machlokes over here. As what is this here in the commentator? There is no comment on this entire pasuk, so it seems that there's not really much machlokes. Rashi just coming to maybe Rashi was losulas avata lomid lohavinu lohayros. Now that's to learn to do, but you learn to love it, love it, love it. See, Rashi makes a diuk. There's lo silmad la'asos, do not learn to do. Rashi differentiates between the concept of learning to do versus learning to instruct, and mainly to instruct what not to do. What is the Targum? The Targum says, do not learn l'me'evad to do. So maybe you could say, maybe the fact that Rashi over here has come to make this comment, maybe it implies that Rashi indeed disagrees. That's a little bit of a stretch. Okay, this is not a slam dunk, what I'm saying, but maybe over here that Rashi, because if we work with the assumption that Rashi generally is running safe on the Targum, he's coming to disagree, we'll clarify. Over here, the Targum just says, do not te'laf learn, le'me'evad. The mevad means to do. That is the literal translation of the word la'asos. Maybe over here, what it's saying over here in Rashi is that he disagrees with the literal translation. There's an important, you're not going to learn to do, but you are permitted to learn l'lamed l'hoyrois. There's a chilik between little to learn la'asos and l'lamed l'hoyrois. All right. Now we go to the next pasuk, pasuk Yud.
So the Armstrong translates it to act. More like the
Yeah. Well, Rashi also says, but Rashi is just making a diuk. Rashi seems to say that the thrust of the pasuk is what you should do. Don't learn to do. That's not really what's so important. What's important is the implication. Don't learn to do. Learn, don't, but you're allowed to learn to instruct. Okay, next. We want to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Glatter to our shir. Beruchim haboim b'shem Hashem. Welcome. We're up to Pasuk Yud. Perik Yud. Ches Pasuk Yud. Lo yimotzei v'cha. Next Pasuk Yud. Lo yimotzei v'cha ma'avir b'noyu v'ito bo'ish. Koseim kisamim mo'inein u'menachesh u'mechashef. That's quite a sentence. Okay, so number one, you may not be found amongst you, son who's ma'avir, who passes his son or daughter through fire. This is known as moilech. Moilech was in Avodah Zarah, where parents would bring their children, or they would bring at least one child, their firstborn, and they would pass their child through fire. Now, it seems there are many different varieties of this Avodah Zarah. It comes in many flavors. It seems that sometimes they would actually burn their children. The children would die. They'd actually throw their children to the fire. The children would die, or they would, with Avodah Zarah, was like in the shape of a hand, and the hand, and it was burning hot. The hand was molten, burning hot, and they would basically put their child on this, on the palm of the Avodah Zarah, and their children would be burnt to a crisp. Then it seems like another type of Avodah Zarah, their children would not die. They wouldn't die. It was just a way of worship where they would walk between fire. They would walk, they would take their children and they would pass it between, they wouldn't even go through fire. Another version was there was a pit, and in the pit there was a fire that was burning, and they would basically toss their children from one side of the pit to the other side of the pit, and the children wouldn't get burnt, but it wasn't a pleasant thing when you're being thrown through a fire. It's like someone puts their hand over a fire, there's a fire, so you swiftly put your hands so nothing happens, and you go very quick. But it's not obviously something any normal parent would do to toss his child over a fire, a burning fire. Could you imagine if the kid they don't throw it well, the kid gets full of the pit, it'll burn to death. Very strange. So that's what it means. What's the purpose of this? No idea. This is beyond understanding what it was the purpose of this Avodah Zarah. Why do they, what pleasure do they get out of doing this? What pleasure do they get out of worshiping any idol? All the different forms of idolatry, of throwing stones and a person going to the Beis HaKisei in front of the idol. I mean, it's bizarre as can possibly be what types of crazy things that they did. But you know, you look in society today, you begin to wonder, they're just as crazy today. Okay, they're just as crazy. Mishugayim out there today, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You have a child, the things that people do today, out of their mind. Ma'avir b'noy v'itoy bo'esh. To pass your son or daughter through fire. Next, koseim kisamim. I don't even know how to say it in English. How do you say it in English? Divination? Divination, how do you pronounce it? Divination, I'm not sure I know how to pronounce that word. So what does it mean, koseim kisamim? It's, we'll see in Rashi. That's another, we'll see in a moment. Then there's Me'onain. That's another form of idolatry. Then there's Menachesh. That's another form. And then there is Umechashef. I don't know the difference between all of these. These are all different. There's Ma'av bin Abitoy, but it's one. Kaisem Kisim is two. Moin is three. Menachesh is four. Umechashef is five. Five different types of idolatry. Pasuk Yud Aleph is six. Chayver Chaver is six. Number seven is Shol Oy V'Yidoyni. That's seven and eight. Yishol Oyv and Yidoyni. Let's say it's seven. We'll just say it's seven. And then V'Doreish HaMeisim is eight. Okay, so you can basically say there's an enumeration of eight different types of forms of idolatry or communication with the deep state. I don't mean the deep state. I mean with the Koichoi Satoma, with this koich of tumah, which today I don't think we have any understanding what this can possibly mean. But we Rashi. Rashi says Pasuk Yud is Ma'avir B'Nabi Deboish Hu Avoidas HaMoylech. Rashi makes it very clear that this is what's called Moylech, and what is something that is has to be understood is why doesn't the Pasuk then say Moylech? The Pasuk does not shy away from the word Moylech. The word Moylech appears in Chumash, it appears in Nach. So why is the Pasuk here omitting the term that really says it all? Moylech. Here it doesn't say Moylech, it says Ma'avir B'nai Uvitai. So it almost, if you would know better, you would say there's one Avodah Zarah called Moylech, and there's another Avodah Zarah called Ma'avir B'nai Uvitai. So why doesn't it say the word Moylech here? I don't know. Rashi comes along, Rashi says, even though it does not say the word Moylech itself, on the side that Ma'avir B'nai Uvitai is Moylech. Who Avodah Moylech Oysa Midurois Eish Mikan Mikan. Rashi says there are two fires. On one side, Umaviroi Bein Shitehem, and you walk between the two. According to Rashi, there's no danger. According to Rashi, the child never comes in contact with fire. There's a fire on one side, a fire on the other side, and you walk in between the two fires. Somehow, that is the service of idolatry, whatever they're doing, and that is forbidden. Koisem kisamim Rashi, ezehu koisem. What is koisem? Ha'oiches esmakloi ve'oimer. You take a stick and you say, im elich im lo elich. My nation, this is the criticism of Klal Yisrael, that they are idolaters. They would do exactly this. They would take their stick and they would ask the stick, what should I do? I have a dilemma. Should I go to the left? Should I go to the right? Should I go on vacation? Not go on vacation? Should I play the Mega Millions or the Powerball? Which one should I play tonight? Which lottery? You ask a question. What do? You take a stick and you ask the question to the stick. Now, how does the stick tell you what to do? I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, you throw it on the floor.
Artificial intelligence.
And it tells you, maybe it lands like you flip a coin.
AI.
You flip a coin, what do you mean AI? AI, what do you mean? AI is programmed. AI is only good to what you teach it, what you tell it to do. AI is only as good as the programmer. There's no doubt about it. All the AIs
that are... There's a new problem in Ukraine.
No, what's the problem?
They're getting anti-aircraft or Israeli missiles against the Russians. But the AI is so controlled, it'll even shoot down friendly
It's not so smart. After all. See, it's not so smart.
It doesn't let anyone get through.
Yeah, not even friendly fire, so that's a problem also. If you just shoot down your own people, that's not called intelligent.
Maybe the enemy disguised as
So what would a human being do when he had to make assuming he had a suffix, is it enemy or not enemy? I don't know. Okay, that's AI is still in development. Okay, whatever it is, it's, the technology out there is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Some of the things that are going on out there in the world, Pile Ploim. Mamash can't even believe. The Chochma. I told you, man, the Chochma on aircraft carriers. How an aircraft carrier lands, right? You know how it lands? They have four different bands. So they show this, something similar, where basically they use AI. Where the bands, instead of the pilot trying to go and chop the bands, through AI, the bands on their own chop the plane. The other way around. It's unbelievable. You got to see this. The plane just has to come, come near. You come near the ship, and the AI goes into action and makes all the cheshbonos of how the plane is descending, and the AI has those four bands, it hops the plane. Unbelievable. I was blown away when I saw this. I saw the YouTube video. Unbelievable. Okay, the choyver. So this is over here. you have choy v'chaver, you have a stick, you have a dilemma, ask a question. I don't know what you do with the stick. I don't know how the stick tells you what to do. Maybe you throw it on the floor, and if it points this way, it means this, if it points that way. It's like flipping a coin. You flip a coin, and where does the coin land? Like in the Super Bowl, who gets to kick off first? Okay, they flip a coin. You really believe that when they flip the coin, it's pure luck? Yeah, I bet you that that coin that they flip either has two heads or two tails. It's all, I don't know, there's a script. Conspiracy theorists. The whole football season, I once read this, I once saw a video, unbelievable conspiracy theory, how they show the whole season is all scripted. Who's going to win, who's going to lose, and this and this. Where, is it true? Hard to believe. You never know. Once you become a Meshuggah, everything is Meshuggah. So that is Choy V'Chavir. Now, what's V'Shoyel Oy V'Yidoni? What is that? What is Shoyel V'Yidoni? What is it we say over here in Rashi? Rashi says, it doesn't say what it is. It doesn't say Shoyel Oy V'Yidoni. Then there's the Mo'oinein. Mo'oinein, up to Alta Mo'oinein. Rabbi Akiva Oymer, Elu Noisne Oynois. Sho'oymer, those who give times. They say, Oyne Ploynis Yofel Lahasil. V'Chacham Oymer, Elu Oychazeinayim. It means people who are. Oychazeinayim means that you're a fake magician. You're not a real magician. So a ma'oinein, so let's see, what does it mean the ma'oinein? The ma'oinein means they say this is a good time, Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th is a good time. Is a bad time. Okay, that's called the ma'oinein. Nonsense. What does Friday the 13th have to do with anything? What is called then what is the next word? The ma'oinein, then there is the menachesh. What's that's ma'oinein? The chachamim say a ma'oinein is not a person that makes a determination, tells you when is a bad time to do something, but rather a ma'oinein is someone who optical illusion, nothing more than that. You may, it's not real. Person is not engaging in any real koyach of tuma, like a magician, a good magician out there today. There are some very talented magicians that and because this, according to one opinion, it's an Isser Deraisa. So how then do you have for children a magic show? How do you have a magic show? So I once went to a magic show, a kid's magic show, and it was a very Erlich magician. His name is Scherzer. You know Rabbi Scherzer, the one who's the Sofer in Avenue J? His son, he's in Kollel. He's a Kol Yingman, he's a very Choshu person. He just has this, I don't know, he picked up this koyach of magic. In the summer, he works like a dog. He told me he works mamish like a dog. The whole summer, he goes around to every single kid. They come after him. He's very talented. They come after him, and he does shows for every camp in the mountains. He's in very, very high demand. And they pay him, of course. He makes parnas for the whole year. I don't know what he does. I don't count his money. But he's very, very busy, and he has a very unique feature. He's a real Ben Torah. He's a choshu person. And before he does his tricks, he gives a shiur. It's very hard to find a magician like this. He gives a shiur, telling all the boys and girls the halachas of these things, of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to go do. And part of the rules are you have to show the people that everything we're doing here is an optical illusion. And he gives some samples. He does a magic trick, and he shows them then exactly how he did the magic trick. And he tells them, the same way this is an optical illusion, everything I'm going to do in the show today is going to be an optical illusion. There's no real... He says it out. This is just entertainment. I'm going to do things now that are going to look like I'm doing magic, but it's not, because magic is usur. And if I fool you and make believe that it's real magic, and I have some talent, then I'm being over on an Isser Deraisa. Which pasuk? This pasuk of, according to the Chachamim, is the Isser Deraisa of Me'oinein, is Achizas Einayim. Achizas Einayim is not real. It's to fool you into thinking something is true when it's not really true. And he demonstrates. And he was, the guy is very talented. I watched, the guy's unbelievable. He's really talented. And when he shows you how he does the tricks, it's even more interesting. And he told me privately, I was talking to him, he told me privately that some place where he goes, he performs in some place that are not so religious sometimes. And they don't like that. They don't want to hear the Torah. They just want him to do the magic tricks. They don't want him to go tell the people how this. So he tells them, no, this is what you want. You want to hire me. This is how I do my show, because I follow the halacha, and that's the halacha. And if you don't like it, so don't hire me. This is what you do. And it's unique. He's a unique talent. Maybe you can find some of his performances on YouTube. Maybe you can find him on YouTube somewhere. His name is Scherzer. Okay, so now we have over here. That is what is called according to the called the Moyni. Then comes next case of the Mechashef. What is the Menachesh? Pito in Daflo Mipiv. If a person's bread fell out of your mouth, it's a bad sign. Tzvi Hifsikoi Bederech. If a deer, you drive into a deer on the highway, you hit a deer, it's a bad sign. Okay, and what else? Makle Nafal Mil. If your makel falls out, you drop your coffee all over the table. If you say that it's a bad sign, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. If you dry, something bad happens, that is begeder a menachesh. I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, a chassan kala getting married. He was the Masadeh Kedushin. The chassan was so nervous. He was so nervous, he was shaking. He takes the ring, Harei at mekudesh asliv, that's Moshe of Yisrael, and he tries to put the ring on the finger, and it drops. He was so nervous. So he picks it up, tries again. It drops. And again. And again. Multiple times. This is how the story goes. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. So he stopped and he said to him, maybe it's a bad sign. If I keep on trying to put the ring on the finger and it doesn't go, maybe it's a siman hashamayim. It's not my bashert. And we should call it quits. What do I need? Lomeli the tzara hazois. Maybe the mother-in-law is going to drive me crazy here. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach told him, Chas v'shalom, to say that. It means absolutely nothing. You're nervous. So you drop the ring 10 times. Big deal. It means nothing. Chas v'shalom to say the reason why you keep on dropping them is because it's not meant to be. Also, could be, I think also he told him, I don't know if I remember correctly, it's a very long time. Could be he told him that it wasn't yet the time. I mean, Hashemayim, they want you to get married at a certain moment. Delay tactic. But it's bashert. This is your bashert. You're going to suffer, it's bashert. That you can't avoid. But chashom to say that it's that is mamash begedu here. What it says, menachesh pito inaflo mipiv tzvi yivsika baderech makli inaflo miyodai kepasig in aleph. It says v'choy v'chaver shemitzoreif nechoshim oy akravim oy shor chayos limokon echad. What's the purpose of doing that? A person, he says some type of a word, some potion. He has some type of nusach, and through his koyach adibor, he joins together creatures. They all come together, all of the snakes and the scorpions, they all join together in one location. And why? I don't know why. You bring together the nechoshim, the akravim, the shor chayos, the mokamechafayim, the shol oif, what shol oif? Ze machashefois, sheshmoi, pitoim. Umedaber mi shechyoi, and the spirit, it speaks out of a person's armpit. Umale es hanes, the beis hashechi shalo, and you bring up the dead in your armpit. Mi shechish from your armpit. The yidoini, machnes etzem chaya, you bring the bone of a wild animal, sheshmo yodua, that's its name, yodua, l'serch piv, umedaber ha'etzem, the bone speaks aydem machashefais. Okay, so there are two different types of ways. This pasuk is dealing over here with communication with the dead. How does one communicate with the dead? So the first case was was Shoyel Oif. Who is an Oif? Okay, you go ask Machashefa Shashmo Pison. Umedaber, I have no idea what this is, and it speaks, this koyach, it speaks from your armpit. And by doing so, you bring the dead spirit under your armpit and it talks. And Yidoini is another type of way to communicate with the dead. When you take a bone from a wild animal called the Yidoa, you put it between your teeth, and you say some hocus pocus, eeny, meeny, money, mo, catch a tiger by the toe, and all of a sudden, the bone starts talking, and it tells you which stocks to buy, which stocks to sell, tells you that's going to happen, it gives you all the information from the other side. And the last case is Doresh El Hamesim. What is that? Doresh El Hamesim, a person brings up the dead through his male organ. Through the male organ somehow. I don't know what he does. He somehow brings up the dead, or he speaks to a skull. Go to a museum, and there's a skull in the museum case, and you talk to it, and it starts talking back to you. In Brooklyn College, I went to Brooklyn College. So one of the rooms over there, I had a professor, Joe Thurm. Now you know who he is, the famous guy. Such a riot. The guy is just not to be believed. Joe Thurm, you know who Joe Thurm is? Mayor, you know who Joe Thurm? He actually once came to our shir. He came to our shir before COVID, he came to the shir a couple of times. He is such a riot, this guy. You can't even imagine. Can't even begin to imagine. So then, so many years ago, he was a lot younger then. Hilarious. So in one of the classrooms, the big classrooms, you open up the closet, there's mamish a whole skeleton, the skull and the ganze zach. I don't know how kohanim are allowed to go into Brooklyn College. How do I go? This mamish real skeleton, in one of the classrooms in the class, a ganze, the real deal. It's mamish tumas meis. How are kohanim allowed to go? I have no idea how they're allowed to go there. Okay, so you take that skull and you talk to it, and it talks back. That is called Doresh El Hamesim. Okay, so we have over here all these very bizarre psukim. Then the last pasuk, they'll tell me who it says over here in the Targum. It says all things lo yish tekach bach mavir brei uvarte benura, in the fire. That's moilich. Then there's kosem kismin. That we learned kosem kismin. We learned in Rashi, according to Rashi, I forgot already what Rashi. What Rashi says. Rashi says is you ask a question from a stick, from a makel. You ask it a question. Okay, then it says me'onein. We have two perushim. Either time, this is not a good time, this is a good time, or optical illusion. U'menachesh. We learn that menachesh is if your bread falls down, or if a cat stop walks in front of you, or if this happens, that happens. Oh, it's a bad sign. That's called menachesh. And v'chorash. V'chorash is how we translate the word mechashef. And what is mechashef? Mechashef is that was Menachesh u'mechashef. Rashi does not translate for us the word mechashef. Interestingly, Rashi does not tell us what this is. Everything else, Rashi tells what it is. The only one that Rashi does not reveal what it is Menachesh. And the Targum says v'chorash. What's v'chorash? I don't know. And then the Targum says arei, next case, v'rotev ritan. Rotev ritan is, we learned you bring together bones, snakes and scorpions into one location. V'shoel bevidin. And then you ask bevidin, we learned in your armpit. Uvizchuroi, that is the male organ. That was the case of that was oif, and you make a request from the dead. Now let's look at the commentator, what he writes over here. Kosein al shem shahayu mashlichin kismin kilufim bitzad echad, on one side. I'm reading from the commentator. Vitzuras hanefila v'hoisa lohem sim l'toy v'l'ra. Like what we said, you make a request and you throw it down. And basically the way it lands, there's a Shulchan Aruch telling you if it lands on the left, the right, it points here, points there. The way this piece of wood falls on the floor is an indication of what to do, the answer to your question. Similar to what Rashi said, this is an Aramaic word. Why? Because the word kosei means they would throw down kismen, kilufim b'tzarecha. So the word kosei means a splinter. How did Rashi touch the word? Koseim kisanim. Rashi touched the word oiches koseim. Ezo koseim. Ha oiches is makloi. Okay, so it seems like it means a stick. V'charash. Over here, the target comes to touch the one word that Rashi did not touch. V'charash. Ulai hu loshon mushal miloshon charisha. V'choloshon akosof. Charsha oven. I don't know what that means. V'rotein ritan. The word "rotein" in the Targum means to whisper. You whisper a couple of strange words and causes snakes and scorpions to gather together. The soul of Malach Hashem, Malach Hashem, Ritnef, Chani, Fli Rashi, Vekina, Smai, Choy, Vechav, Vechum, Hamakam, Itzchay, Fumogim, Echot, Adil, Lechisha, Rabin, Vechay, Rabin, Ezer, Hu, Ha'oisev, Shedim, Vegam, Itochin, Shoyse, Kenan, Adil, Lechisha, Sol, Rambam, basically presents three different halachim what this means. What it means over here, the choiver chover, is one of three things. Either it means you whisper something and it causes snakes and scorpions to gather together, or it means you whisper something and causes the shadim, the demons, to gather together, or you say something and it protects someone. By whispering some type of incantation, the subject of who you're whispering this incantation upon is protected with an invisible shield of protection. Okay, the next word is Zabividin. Okay, what is the next word over here? Lugnai Hashem Kivbivadin. Lies. Where is that going on? Bivadin. Where is it going on? Right? Vishoel Bividin. Alright, you know, we're going to have to do this tomorrow because it's late. I'll have to do this for tomorrow, this last part. Tamim TM, we'll finish up tomorrow this passage and this next thing. Okay, Blazer, thank you for coming. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, thank you for coming. Mayor, thank you for coming. Have a good night. Zai Gesund.
Good night.
Good night, good night. Take care, good night. Good night, Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Good night.